So the Western Cape Community Safety MEC, Albert Fritz, has received a report on, as I said earlier, the complaint of poor response and the poaching of abalone from the Western Cape. He's got that from the Western Cape Ombudsman, Mr. J.J. Brunt, and the report looked into the issues that are being experienced in the Gansbaai, Kleinmond, Hermanus, and the Stanford areas. So, first of all protocol observed, but we'll go with the MEC first. Albert Fritz, good morning.
Good morning, Kimman. Good morning to all the listeners.
And Premier Windy on his way to Gordini to talk to agriculture. Good morning to you.
Morning, Kino. I hope it's also on his way. The whole cabinet's going to be in Gordini as well.
Apparently, Albert's just about to get in the shower. Just kidding. Okay. but let's talk about this report first and foremost that you've received from J.J. Brunt. Very briefly, talk to us about the challenges that and also the suggestions that this particular report contains.
Firstly, I just want to say that the report substantiates and completely supports our complaint and our dispute that there's a kind of a huge inefficiency in the way the police operate, but that there's firstly just a resource lack of resources of policing in terms of boots on the ground, vehicles, etc. Mm. So and this is kind of a microcosm when you go into the Hans by the Overberg area. Into what is happening in the province. It absolutely amplifies our point and our dispute with the national policeman. Okay. And the central to the report is that poaching plays an incredibly important role in that whole area. And poaching is still classified as a Category B crime. Mm. Poaching of abalone is categorized as it's like stealing a bread, while it is part of an organized crime syndicate that operates in that area and in South Africa. And I think that's the fundamental point that this report speaks to. It then brings up a whole lot of recommendations, but the point that the organized crime unit is not dealing with it, that local policemen who live in the area are expected to deal with it, who gets victimized by the local kind of gangsters. And we've seen the connection between abalone and drugs, drug trafficking, and you all know Ernie Lastag has moved there for a while already. Mm. And that whole area where children are not paid for poaching, they are paid in the currency of drugs. Yep. And it just impacts heavily on our social kind of,
absolutely. Absolutely. But now the challenge here is we talk about policing, but we know why people are poaching. Because traditionally, those communities used to fish and they used to have a decent subsistence based on fishing. But then those rights were taken away and no alternatives were created for them in those areas.
Yeah, that's the travesty of this whole story. All our fishing communities, remember our local fishermen had quotas. They could go in and they got small bits of quotas until our national government decided that no quotas must be given. Firstly, they also took away, there was like a, quotas to big companies and quotas to everyone.
Yep.
And then they took it away and they just gave it to their connected friends. And unfortunately, those communities completely declined. Even if you go to what's this place up the West Coast, it's all declined into crime, into drugs, into...
My challenge here is, right, so yes, the national government's at fault. So no one disputes that. But economic development is a Western Cape government issue. You can't talk about national government now creating alternatives. That sits on, and once your colleague decides to actually talk to us on the morning show, David Mania, then maybe we can dig into it. But economic development is something that falls on your provincial government's lap.
But let's deal with this first. Let's deal with what is here at issue before we move to the other parts. And as you just said now, here it is clear, and it's still continuing. In fact, at one of our provincial government, at the Bosbarat, the last time it was raised, that we're going to tackle this issue of quotas because it's having a huge impact. So let's deal with that, and we can always deal with the other parts separately. And I think, the point is also that Children are not paid in current in money. It's not food.
Yep.
So you can't say it's for food on the table. It's still drugs. And it's the expansion of that drug economy, that illicit economy, to these areas. Let me just give you another stat quickly. What happened in over the last 3 weeks? Every single accused or suspect that was arrested in the Hermanus area, that whole Overberg area, all of them came from Altis River, Dalha, all those gangsters running away from Cape Town. All of them are now there.
Yep, absolutely. Kind of,
yeah.
So what's going to be done about it?
Yeah, let me just say that. Let me just speak to his recommendation, because remember this is the Ombudsman's report.
Yes.
And the one recommendation that he says is that abalone poaching must be treated as an organized crime. You know, by the organized crime unit, not by just the local policeman. The other one was very, very important, that we look at environmental court and an environmental court in that area to fast track some of the cases, the abalone cases coming out of the whole Overberg area. And then the third point was that we look at reclassifying abalone poaching as a category A crime and not a category B crime.
And that's what you're going to put into process.
Yeah, but also locally, just what we in the department, again, we will look, you also ask that we look at the accreditation of neighborhood watches in a faster way, and so we will look at that, so that they can assist in terms of, you know,
Okay, well, but as I did say earlier, and we can't separate the two, part of that is where there's a gap, we need to create opportunities for these communities so that they can sustain themselves. So what used to happen in those communities is kids used to take over from their dads, and they used to do subsistence fishing and all the rest of it. They no longer can, and an alternative needs to be found. So Albert Fitz, thanks for your time.